اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Okay. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem in IRIB English Radio. I'm really happy that alhamdulillah we're back again with you with the next Quran session, and inshallah in this session we'll be working on ayah 26 of Surah Al-Baqarah, the same as the previous sessions. Okay, ayah 26. Before we start, Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider, we will listen to this ayah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna Allah la yastahyi يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا وما يضل به إلا الفاسقين.
So alhamdulillah we listened. Now I will be reciting. Ali Nasir and Fawad, listen and repeat. All right?
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن الله لا يستحي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها.
إن الله لا يستحي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها.
أحسن. فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم.
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا.
أحسن ما شاء الله. يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا.
يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا
وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ.
وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ.
أحسن ما شاء الله. Sometimes Allah Almighty makes examples, okay? Like he's trying to help us understand things, okay? For example, in the previous verses, we had a lot of examples for the non-believers, okay, or for example, the hypocrites, Yes?
Yes.
The munafiqeen, okay? Allah Almighty had a lot of examples. So it's just to make us understand. It is just to make us
understand.
For example, Allah Almighty, okay, compares like the truth, okay? The truth, al-haq, okay? Compares to what? To a tree which has like a lot of good fruit, okay? And has no worms, has no germs, okay, like this. And also, Allah Almighty compares batil, okay? The wrong way or the wrong path, okay? To what? To a tree which has worms and germs, which doesn't have fruit, okay? Which is just a corrupt one, okay?
Yes.
So Allah Almighty makes these examples to make us understand, okay? Make us understand. And also a lot of, like, compares that Allah Almighty has, a lot of explanations that Allah Almighty has, a lot of examples about heavens and hells, okay? They're also to make us understand, okay? They have interpretations, okay? I want you to refer to the Tafasir book as well. Make sure you study and learn them. So here as well, Allah Almighty says that if Allah Almighty is making examples, even if Allah Almighty makes an example of mosquito, okay? Just to make you understand. So those who are believers, they will know that, yeah, of course, Allah is the fact, okay? Allah is the truth. Allah is right, okay? He's making example. This is the example of Allah Almighty. We accept it, okay? And those who do not believe, they say, what does Allah Almighty want? What does he say? Why he makes these examples? With these examples, he wants to, for example, mislead some people and guide the other people. So they are non-believers. Non-believers do not accept the words of Allah Almighty. So whatever they want, they say. But believers, they are obedient. They have obedience. They accept the words of Allah Almighty. Okay? So this is accepting the words of Allah Almighty is one of the attributes of mu'mineen, the believers. Okay? And not accepting is, disobedience is, what? The attribute of non-believers.
Yes.
So,
yes.
If you are a believer, you have to listen to the words of Allah Almighty. So let's go on to this ayah and practice the tajweed rules.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا. هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Inna Allah la yastahi. The word Allah Almighty, we have told you a lot, okay? And I will repeat that the word Allah, whenever there is a fatha sound before the word Allah or a dhamma sound, the word Allah, the lam, the little lam of the word Allah, will be pronounced heavily. Inna Allah. Not laha. Inna Allah. If there is a kasra, it will be pronounced lightly. Illa. So, remember this always. La yastahyi. There is ya mad plus hamza. They are not in the same word. So, the mad is ja'iz. And you can stretch it or do not stretch it. Ayyadurba. Ayyadurba. We have many examples of idgham here. In this ayah, an yadoriba, nun sakin plus ya. What rule is applied?
Idgham.
With gunna or without gunna?
With gunna.
With gunna. An yadoriba. An yadoriba. Mathalan. Ma ba'udatan. Again?
Idgham.
Mathalan. Ma ba'udatan. Ba'udatan. Tanween plus fa. Rest of the letters.
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. فَعُوضَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. Alright, so you can stop here. Jim means it is jais. It's okay, you're permitted. Okay, you're allowed to stop here. Or you can continue even, okay? But it's okay if you stop. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ نُنْ سَاكِنْ بْلَسْ رَا. Idgham, with or without gunna?
Without
gunna. Mir rabbihim, just merge them and do not pronounce, and do not produce a nasal sound. Mir rabbihim, no. no nasal sound, just mir rabbihim. Make sure ra has a heavy sound. Mir rabbihim. Wa amma alladhina kafaru fayaquluna madha arada Allah. Madha alif mad plus hamza in the next word. They are not in the same word, right? So what rule is applied? What type of mad is it?
Jaiz
munfasil. You don't need to stretch, but if you stretch, it's okay. ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا. Look, مثلا.
Yes.
There on the top of مثلا, there is a meme, a tiny meme, right, Fawad?
Yes.
Okay, so what does it mean?
You can stop.
You can stop. Ah, Fawad, does it mean that?
No.
It means you have to stop. In the previous ayah, I think, yes, we had. Rizqan qalu. Rizqan. You don't have to stop at that word. But here it means you have to stop here. Meme is taken from the word lazim. Lazim.
Yes.
It is lazim. It is wajib. It's obligatory to stop here. This type of meme, okay, which has this style, okay? Half but we have another meme also.
That is
That's for the rule iqlab. Yes, we have an iqlab meme, okay? A meme that is used for iqlab. It is just like a grandma's walking stick.
Yes.
That meme, okay? That meme is for iqlab, but this meme is for waqful lazim. You have to stop. So مثلا, and change that tanween to alif mad.
Alif.
يضل به. Stretch the ya sound. به كثيرا. كثيرا plus واو.
تنوين
فتحة plus واو.
إضغام.
كثيرا. ويهدي به كثيرا. You can stop here. If you stop, تنوين فتحة will be changed forward to. ويهدي به كثيرا. If you join this to واو.
كثيرا.
كثيرا. إضغام. With غنة or without غنة.
With
غنة. And if you stop كثيران.
كثيرة.
Will be changed to
ألف مد.
ألف مد. But make sure the را is like the letter را. It's the name را. كثيرة. And وما here also we have a جيم which says that you are allowed to stop here. وما يضل به إلا الفاسقين إلا ألف مد plus حمزة الوصل إلا ال Fasiqin, right?
Yes.
So alif mad will be changed to a fatha sound. It's no longer a long vowel. Illal fasiqin.
Short vowel.
Yeah, short vowel. So alhamdulillah, this ayah is well finished. Make sure you practice as you hear us. Please practice and take notes. The tajweed rules are very important. Now, before we finish this session, let's once again listen to this ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله لا يستحيي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا وما يضل به إلا الفاسقين.
So thank you so much. We listen to this ayah again. And I hope you practice, inshallah. Ali Nasir, thank you so much for joining us today. And Fawad Haider, inshallah, will be here again with you in the next coming sessions. I really recommend you stay with us and make sure you listen always to IRIB English Radio. So thank you so much. Thanks to Allah Almighty. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. That's all for today. Thank you so much. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد واجعل فرجهم
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن.